Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On a very good morning to you. Welcome, Breakfast with Pat and Heels on this Monday morning, Heels.
G'day, Patty.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate.
We are claiming to be now the show with the Midas touch.
Yep. What do you mean now? We've always claimed that. Well, we're going to do it publicly, are we?
Well, I'm doing it publicly this morning. So last week we had Zach Labatt on. He had a brilliant match for the Cowboys. Yeah. Liam Wright.
He looked fast, didn't he?
Yeah.
Zach?
Fast and deceptive. Yeah. Liam Wright.
I think his brother, Kyle, plays for the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know who else plays for the Blackhawks? James Tarmo.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not finished yet.
Still going around.
Oh,
okay.
Imagine coming up with him.
So the Reds were brilliant.
Yeah, sounds like it. Did you see it?
And no, I was at the Gold Coast Sports Star of the Year, which was won by our great mate, Ali Day.
Yeah.
Wants to come on the show this week. I said, I think we can do that.
I just sniffed around Ali in my running shop on the weekend to see if I could see him. But he mustn't have been there. He was getting ready for the Sportsman of the Year.
Well, he wasn't wearing running shoes on Saturday night. He was all done up in his black tie. He was in his tuxedo to accept the award. So good on
him. He fit it easy too.
And, of course, we had Braden Fiorini on and the Suns were great.
Hey. See the advice I gave him?
Huh?
Hey, it's time for you blokes to be known as more than just clean hands under your knees.
And you've spotted Dimmer at the pub at Burley.
Yeah, I met Dimmer on the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was nice to meet him. And a friend of mine was talking to him and he just assumed we'd met. We hadn't.
Yep.
So it was great. He's very upbeat and loving life on the Gold Coast.
Good stuff. Hey, we're here for Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. You can bank on Burbank Homes and Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. We've got 131355 as our Suncorp Home Resilience line, and Pete from Albany Creek is already on at 6:05. Morning, Pete.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
What's
I just wanted to give you a call, man. Just ask, do you think Wayne Bennett's lost the plot moving Dally M centre of the year, Herbie Farmworth, from his position on the left centre over to the right-hand side?
Well, there's going to be a little bit of soul-searching down there because they were pretty ordinary, weren't they? That's not the only drama they've got. Their forward pack looked sluggish, to tell you the truth, mate. They were outgunned up front and then spread out wide. Every time they spread it, they caught them, didn't they?
Yeah, it was pretty ordinary. It was a hard watch.
Yeah, what do you think? Did Herbie struggle? I didn't see any of it either, but did Herbie struggle on the right?
He barely got the ball. Their whole attack was 80% of their attack went to the left where they didn't have Herbie in his favoured position.
Well,
I thought Wayne Bennett might have a bit of dementia or something.
Well, a little bit harsh. But he'll know there's a bigger strategy than we know. But who was on the left? Tavare, who played left centre?
Tessie Niu, who probably should be playing Queensland Cup.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saw Avarillo, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. He played for the Norse Devils against Burley Bears. Avarillo was down there and good. And so too Isaiah Katoa.
Crazy decision. I don't know how you can have
Tessie
Niu in there over Avarillo.
No, I reckon Avarillo will be coming back. Wayne has already said that there will be changes made. Yeah, mate, you're right. 43-18 had finished, and there were 7 tries, the Cowboys. Caught him on the 5th tackle a couple of times too, which really angered the super coach.
They found us out in 5th and last place. They didn't find us out on too many other areas if you look at the game in that context. I mean, would they get 5 tries off 5th and last place? Is that what they got? Yes?
So, yeah.
Mm.
I didn't look at the Norse Devils exactly their setups, but and where Averillo played. But he's Pete. Pete, you still there? Yeah. Where does Averillo normally play? Left or right?
At the Dogs, mate. He was playing centre. He's had the odd game at fullback.
Yes, so that may be Herbie swapping around again and going back to the left. But
and Averillo is usually a right centre, so you could have him right centre and put Herbie back in his position where he kills it.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that. I mean, but I think there'll be a little bit of soul searching down there after the win. I mean, but Wayne is saying, hey, let's not throw baby out with bathwater. It's We're one game in, the other alarming thing out of it was he gave an update on Tom Gilbert, which, as we know, just another one who's fallen victim to these ACL curse right at the moment. But Wayne was this was a fairly alarming read, Tom.
Well, I can tell you what we know, and what we know is that there's no definite conclusion about when the operation's going to be. He did have a blood clot, and that's been resolved, but it's an ongoing examination with the doctors, and we don't have a definitive answer about what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and we're not going to speculate on that. He was never going to play this season anyway, so no one was rushing around to get him an operation. So it was no more serious than the day that he injured his leg. So, you know, he's okay. He's here today. He's fine.
That's alarming. So there was a blood clot. Corey Parker, SEN's Corey Parker, gave a report on Gilbert during the match.
Tom Gilbert. I was talking to Tom before the game. He has had a major setback with that ACL that we saw him have over there in New Zealand on the trip back. He got a blood clot in his calf, which then moved up to his lung and has put the surgery on his ACL back 3 months.
He's lucky that he's still around. If it was a bigger one and blocked a bigger part of his lung, trouble. And he must be in economy. Remember there was a big DVT time in our lives?
Yeah.
You know, no one had ever got one in business class. So I wonder if it's crept into business class now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Should he have been flying so early? The problem with clot could have happened. Maybe they could have settled him better. Then maybe, well, be more aware of that in the future. You're certainly going to try to get him back home and get him settled before surgery. Gee, Chook's into us. Chook's going, he's into football, really. Yeah. Cow's the best team this year, deserving of top spot on the ladder. Observations, no Forum, no Titans. Finns, jump off, Paddy. Very ordinary. 6 and 7, poor. Katoa must play. He was great for the Devils against the Burley Bears. Broncos, too many player losses to recover. Get off heels.
Yeah, I don't know. Chook, come on. It's one. We're one round in.
And you only,
which is what Bennett said, yeah.
You only support your club when they win, do you? Chook must have got off the cows last year.
But, yeah, I reckon you're right. Katoa back and Averillo in.
Oh, you've changed for a start. Changes.
I think, yeah.
That means you've made 4 changes after one round.
But as I said.
Do you reckon Wayne's ready to do that?
Well,
doesn't sound like it, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Let's. Well, Wayne spoke on his plans for the week.
This week to turn things around.
Keep us stable. Don't overreact, and make sure we don't listen to the media and read any papers or watch any television. That's our plan for the week.
Never done that, mate, ever.
I'm good at that.
Stay away from the media.
There shouldn't be those 4 changes. Don't think that seem to be going to come to the Dolphins.
Yep. As I said, though, we are claiming quite a bit of responsibility for this. Zach Labert, he was brilliant yesterday. He laid on, he scored the opening try. It's just in sensational fashion.
Comes in here, Nanae, they're away. Labert sees some space. Townsend back on the inside. Zach Labert won't need him. What a slashing run by this 22-year-old and just number 5 as far as games in the NRL.
Where were they playing at the MCG?
No, there was a big crowd, 32,000-odd. And obviously Todd Payton's a bit of a fan.
He can play for our club for a long time. As long as he keeps his head down, works hard. He's worked really hard through this off-season break. Started a couple of weeks behind everyone because he went on representative duties. And after 2 or 3 weeks, he got himself super fit, got his nose in front for that position, and it's his to lose.
Yeah, remember he said he sort of even enjoyed pre-season? And Chad Townsend said he deserved his spot. But gee, he looked fast and strong, didn't he? That fend that broke him through the line.
Mm.
Unreal. I got another name for us, Paddy. So, we, you know, that might, probably will come through now, maybe play Origin.
Yeah.
Straight away. he's played for the North Devils, Manazi Kahu.
Okay.
Like, he was number 5, so winger. Oh, man, could he go? And the Burley Bears had Xavier Willardson. And there's another one, Alofi Camperera, right? Here we go. Here's one. It's Tavita Hanari Schuster, number 1 for Burley Bears. Oh, I'm keeping an eye on him too. So he played very well. But the Bears started well, and then North Devils just overpowered them a bit. Mm.
Plenty of upsets as well. Warriors, who were my lock of the week, beaten by the Sharks. Storm.
Did you see that game?
I saw bits and pieces.
I saw it, right? The Warriors, Aiden Fanua-Blake, just strolled over the line for his first try.
Mm.
And the Sharks were nowhere. And then the Warriors dominated all first half and go to half time without points. They were 8 or whatever. And then the Sharks were all over the Warriors. The Warriors went to sleep. What is that?
I don't know.
This weekend is... Why did the Lions chew up 46-point lead?
Oh. Mm.
Why did the Warriors not? Why were they not able to play second half? You know, it was that's what this weekend's all about.
I can tell you the Panthers. I reckon were jet lagged.
Panthers
held to nil.
You reckon?
Well, they made some mistakes. Just common errors, silly errors. Greg's already been on the line.
Why did the Titans not turn up? Greg's. Mm.
The Lions are the only team to play celebratory songs after a goalless kick. It's ridiculous. They think more about that than kicking goals. I don't know about that, Greg. That's a bit harsh. Vanessa's walked in here. Vanessa, what happened? We've got Zorks on a little later on. 46 points up. It's effectively 8 goals.
Yeah, I mean, huge lead. Here we are sitting there in the first quarter, well, even halfway through the second, just going, this is a training drill for the Lions. How good is this?
Another champagne, please.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, next minute, 8 goals to the Blues later, we're going, hang on, we're in some trouble here.
Does this happen to the Lions against any other club but Carlton? These big swings?
Yeah, wasn't there one last year against
Melbourne?
Tigers, potentially, where we had a huge lead. It just, I feel like...
A couple of 2 years ago, maybe, there was one that went right when we needed to win.
Yes, that was right at the end of the season. It just makes you think for the whole season, like, are we going to be, sitting there at 40 points up, never feeling comfortable that we've got the win in the bag? They've got to do something about holding on to these leads. But anyway, look, early days made me feel better when Collingwood lost as well on Saturday night. Nice to know that the Premier's also had a slow start.
Yeah,
so.
But they're opening the gate for GWS, aren't they?
Mm, weren't they looking good?
Yeah, apparently they were going to be good, and they are.
The Sun's got the money.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It was impressive.
That's high energy stuff.
Yeah.
By the Suns. Hopefully they know just how much energy that took to play like that. They were like cattle dogs running around defending at the end. Oh, it's unreal.
What's happening? News-wise.
Okay. Look, well, police have actually put out a public appeal. They're asking for help to identify several people. They say there was a large hooning event in Logan on Saturday with about 350 people turning out to see a YouTube personality who runs a series called Into the Hood. It got out of control and police showed up to try and break up some arguments and scuffles. 3 police cars were damaged. They've now released video appealing for information and... video from the scene shows bottles being thrown at police cars, young men kicking the vehicle. One person's been taken into custody, but no charges laid as yet, but they'll continue to investigate that. Now, a really tragic event that happened in the Brisbane CBD on Friday night was the death of an 18-year-old woman in this freak bus crash. And I don't know if you guys saw the pictures, but this Brisbane City Council bus mounted the curb and sadly, 18-year-old Tia Cameron was killed at the scene by that bus. A couple of GoFundMe campaigns have been set up for her because, just a really tragic event, and her family obviously, saying how much she was loved and will be missed.
That's unbearable.
Wasn't it?
I couldn't look at it. But it was a rollaway bus, wasn't it? No driver?
Yeah, they're just looking into, the circumstances behind it and saying the brakes had been tested. I'm not actually sure about the driver's situation, but, that testing will be done so they can rule out in or out things that have happened. Anyway, in some better news today, it is, of course, Oscars Day, the Academy Awards. The red carpet's been rolled out and stars are starting to arrive at the Dolby Theatre in LA. Oppenheimer, of course, it's what's been talked about for months now. It is the favourite for Best Picture this year. It's got 13 nominations, so that is very likely to take home a lot of prizes there. Now, here's a stat. Bradley Cooper, the actor, he is actually the fifth most nominated living person to have never won an Oscar. So he's been nominated 12 times for acting, directing, writing, but he's never won any of his prizes. He is up again today for his film Maestro. He's up for Best Actor there. It's also in for Best Picture, but it's not really predicted to win. So that streak could continue.
I'm thinking of boycotting.
Yeah? Why is that?
Margot.
Yes, well, I know. Look, Barbie is up for Best Picture, but yeah, as we know, she was snubbed for Best Actress.
And Ken's in.
Ken, yeah. Disappointment.
Ken was more disappointing in Barbie than Margot, wasn't
it? Yeah, I know. Margot was the standout, exactly.
What's going on?
Anyway, should be interesting to watch, and obviously will be a good red carpet to keep an eye on as well.
You'll keep across the fashion for us as well.
For sure.
And you will tomorrow. You will be looking at the pictures for sure.
I'm watching the golf at the moment as well. Vanessa, thank you. Yes, we'll have Zorks along to dissect and cut up that loss the other night, which we can't believe.
Mm-hmm. He played well, eh?
He did play well, didn't he? Have some great little zoomy bits out of the middle. Yes. Yeah.
We've got Timmy Horan along as well. Plenty happening in rugby, including the Mighty Reds. I've got to say, at the Sports Star of the Year on the Gold Coast, I was on stage when the award winner was Zane Bojack, of the Media Award. And I announced that he couldn't be here because he was calling the Reds game, which, by the way, the Reds have just won over the Chiefs, and the crowd erupted. They were wrecked.
Did I when I knew I'd beaten Cassie 3-0. New South Wales Tars with 7.5 start. Queensland win outright. And the Blues got beaten, that Cuzzy tip. Thank you.
Vanessa, thank you. Yes, from Cuz, my Crusaders are 0-3. Last time that happened was the inaugural 96 season. We finished last. Reds, under the former Bundy flyer Les Kiss, were absolutely brilliant in beating the ladder leaders, the Chiefs. This week for the Crusaders is the only, they're playing the only unbeaten team, the Hurricanes, but I'm staying loyal. Because after all, we have won four more tournaments than the next best, which is three. All right, we'll take a break at 6:21, and that's the latest. We will be back.